13:32 4BU. It is the Big Brekkie with Daniel. Of course, we do it thanks to Bundi Juice, Men at Work, and who can it be now? Well, I'd like to say who can it be now, but he's already sitting here in the studio. He's the CEO for the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, Aaron Warburton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in nice and early for us on a Tuesday morning. I guess the obvious question, not the start the Bulldogs were hoping for. What's happened?
Yeah, I know. When you say not the start, after round one, we were on top of the world. We'd beaten the Cowboys and we had we knew that the draw was going to be tough. We were playing the top five teams over a six-week period and, you know, whatever points we could get from that, we were going to be happy with. And we lost a number of tight ones afterwards, Manly by one, the Broncos were in charge. You know, beating the Roosters a couple of weeks back looked like we're back on track. But we have a bit to work on.
You mentioned there about the Roosters win. That was victory from the jaws of defeat because it was literally, what, seconds to go. And that try was disallowed. And I could only just imagine the euphoria as to what it was like.
Hearts were breaking across Belmore. But it was overruled by the video ref. And we got our second win of the season. And against really, really strong competition. So, look, it's a brutal game. This current comp has some amazing teams in it. We need to turn that corner quick smart.
And, of course, this weekend is Magic Round at Suncorp. It must be great feeling to – I've never experienced the Magic Round. It's something that I want to do. It's on the bucket list, as they say. And I was hoping to go this year, but just circumstances weren't able to do that. It must be good to have all eight games in the one venue because it's not only the supporters of, say, X club or Y club to get to see your club as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've been, I think, since its inception, and it is a festival of football. Eight games. You've got to love your football to sit through all of them over the three-day period. It used to be over 4 days, which stretched out a bit too long. We're the first game to kick off, so the 6 p.m. Friday time slot. And there's some really, really key matchups throughout the period. But Brisbane is just buzzing through that whole period. I think they've sold out the Saturday game, which is great for the game.
Exactly. And, of course, you're in town today to promote the game, obviously, at the Salter Oval, which is a matter of only months away. It's come around so quick. Why are you in town? What are the plans for you? And what are you hoping to achieve over the next day or 2 days?
Yeah, so August 7, round 21 against the Cowboys. And tickets will go on sale mid-June. So be mindful that all official tickets will only come through the club and through Ticketek, our authorised reseller. However, we got up here just before round one this year just to get it amongst the town and get a feel for it and listen. That was probably one of our key drivers, is just listen to people on the ground here, see what they're after. To come back now, as you mentioned, leading into round 10, plenty happening. So we've got a number of media commitments today. We've got our football manager here. He's been here for the last couple of days, getting around and meeting as many people as possible. We'll head out to Salter Oval a bit later today, meet the head curator who's going to look after the turf. There's so many things we still need to do, but it is nice being back in Bundy and nice that it's a bit cooler today as well.
Yeah, exactly. The thing that we see obviously on TV is just the game for that 2 hours or two and a bit hours. But what goes into something like this? Because obviously you've got your home base in Sydney, but logistically bringing it to Bundy.
Yeah.
Without going into too much detail, what do you need to do?
Yeah, it is a big one. And you think about it, week to week, we walk into a Coors Stadium at Homebush, we flick a switch and she turns on and we can roll out our match day. Very different for a game that's outside of our normal stadium partners. And it isn't too difficult. It's just a number of key checkpoints that are very timely. So from bumping in scaffolding, we need to bring a number of elements around grandstand seating in. The NRL will need to visit to make sure broadcast capabilities are up to scratch. The lighting needs to be a certain level. Even though it is a day game, there needs to be backup lighting just in case it's overcast. We bring a big team in, approximately 15 Bulldog staff members to run the game as well. I'm probably missing a number of other elements, but it's a big exercise, but it's well worth it. And like you said, 80 minutes, but it's months of planning.
Now, you mentioned there about the tickets and going on sale a little later this year. There has been a site made up by who knows, promoting the fact that it is tickets are on sale now. Mm. So just to reiterate, the tickets will go on sale a little later this year?
Yeah, they'll go on sale probably in a month's time. And that's normal for something in the final third of the season. Mm-hmm. You hold tickets back a little bit. As we build what the stadium will look like. However, you get this occasionally. People will sort of pry on people's opportunities. Mm. Well, they're opportunistic. They're selling something that doesn't exist. Yep. It's simple as that. It happens far too frequently. These websites just aren't monitored. But as I said, everything will come through bulldogs.com.au. Yep. And everyone in town will know when they're on sale.
All right, Aaron, really do appreciate your time popping in this morning. I know you've got a lot of other commitments, as you mentioned, so really do appreciate you popping in.
No, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. That's Aaron Warburton, the CEO for the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs on 1332 4BU.